Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, February 26th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
it's going to disrupt the pace of teaching and learning.
Missing school leads to lower grades, and searches for missing women on Kildare-Wicklow border end. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, even short school absences lead to lower educational qualifications and poorer well-being for young adults. New research from the Economic and Social Research Institute and TUSLA uses Growing Up in Ireland data to provide the first Irish evidence of the effects of school absences on children and young adults. Emer Smith, research professor with the ESRI and co-author of the report, says even short absences can affect a student's qualifications, job prospects and future well-being.
We found that even short spells of absence, say 1 or 2 days over the school year at age 13, are linked to lower Leaving Cert grades. But there's an even bigger performance gap related to chronic absence. So chronic absence is missing 20 or more days a year. There we see a gap of over 80 Leaving Cert points, even taking account of a lot of other factors that affect performance.
A major search operation linked to the disappearance and murders of Jojo Dollard and Deirdre Jacob has ended. The search, carried out near the Wicklow-Kildare border, focused on a specific site of interest as part of the ongoing investigations into both cases. News Talk's Tara Duggan reports.
While excavation activity at the site has paused, a further technical and forensic assessment at the location is continuing. The families of both women have been kept informed of developments to date. Gardaí have also thanked the landowner for their ongoing cooperation and support throughout the search. They continue to appeal to anyone with information, no matter how minor it may seem, to come forward and assist the investigation.
The government says it believes issues raised by thalidomide campaigners can be concluded as soon as possible. It says the Taoiseach and Taoiseach had a constructive meeting with members of the Irish Thalidomide Association last night. Representatives have asked for a state apology for the controversial medication which was prescribed to pregnant women in the 1950s and 60s. Simon Harris has previously said the apology would happen this year, but a statement from both the Taoiseach and Taoiseach last night maintains it will be made once the issue resolution process has come to an end. The Irish Thalidomide Association has agreed to that process and says it remains committed to receiving justice and closure for its members. A 26-year-old man has been arrested after more than €1.5 million worth of drugs was seized in Limerick last night. It's the latest in a series of recent large drug seizures as Gardaí target local crime gangs. Tina Gates has more.
Gardaí discovered €70,000 worth of cocaine when they stopped a car on the outskirts of Limerick City around 5 p.m. yesterday evening. They later seized €800,000 worth of cocaine and €700,000 worth of cannabis in a follow-up search of a car which had been parked at Old Cratlow Road. It's the latest in a string of recent large drug seizures by the Limerick Divisional Drugs Unit targeting drug dealers based across the city and county.
Sinn Féin has selected Janice Boylan as its candidate for the upcoming Dublin Central by-election. She was chosen ahead of spinal surgery campaigner Gillian Sherratt at last night's selection convention. The Dublin City Councillor was unsuccessful in her bid to fill a seat in the same constituency in 2024. The party is looking to pick up a second seat in the area alongside party leader Mary Lou MacDonald. 12% of students say they suffer from stress and anxiety due to gambling. A new study by the student union group AMLE found many respondents weren't aware that support for gambling was available to them. 88% of participants who gamble feel they don't have a problem while still engaging in problematic behaviours. AMLE Vice President for Welfare Emma Monaghan says many don't take action until it's too late.
I think at the moment a lot of people aren't even recognising it as a problem. it might not be until the point where, you know, they put the hand in the pocket and there's nothing left that they realise, oh, I've gone in a bit deeper here than I thought I had.
Cuba says four people shot dead by border guards off the coast of the island were Cuban nationals living in the US. They say the 10 passengers on board the Florida-registered speedboat opened fire on a Coast Guard vessel that approached them. Cuban authorities say they were armed with assault rifles, handguns and Molotov cocktails. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says they're also looking into the incident.
I don't know who has possession of the vessel. We obviously want to have access to these people if they are American citizens or U.S. residents. But I'm not going to speculate now because right now, still, a lot of the information that's out there is information that's been provided by the Cubans. We are going to verify that information independently and reach our own conclusions.
In entertainment news, Britain's culture secretary is welcoming what the BBC is calling a fast-tracked investigation into how a racial slur was broadcast during the BAFTA Awards. Tourette's campaigner John Davidson's had to insist his tics carry no meaning after he shouted out when Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo were on stage. The corporation's executive complaints unit says not editing it out was a serious mistake. And in sport, in soccer, Celtic boss Martin O'Neill insists he won't be putting out a weakened team against Stuttgart tonight, despite saying he'll be making changes. They're 4-1 down after the first leg of their Europa League playoff, fallen further behind in the Scottish Premiership title race and face Old Firm rivals Rangers at the weekend. But that doesn't mean former Ireland boss O'Neill is writing off tonight's match, though.
We're looking forward to the game. And I think that, you know, we've got some travelling fans coming here who spent some money. And therefore, we owe it to them.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.